Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., they make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bombers! Boom! Boom! Barrett Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5 yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Southern Construction Pregame Show. It's the second round of the playoffs, and your 9-2 Mountain Home Bombers are on the road in the big old city of Little Rock to take on the 9-1 Rockets of Little Rock Catholic. The Bombers are hot, flying high after an impressive fourth quarter 57 victory last week in the first round of the playoffs at home over Sheridan. Catholic had a bye week last week for the first round, but come in with a number two scoring defense at 6A. I'm Tobias Pugsley, and I'm thrilled to be joined tonight by Brad Coleman and Barkley Terry. Gentlemen, this has to be the nicest, most prestigious place we will ever play, so it's only fitting that tonight we bust out the tuxedo T-shirts.
Got our tuxedo T-shirts on tonight. The country boys made it up down to the big city, the capital city. They've got Olive Garden out here for us. We're in the Paul Eels press box. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Feels big.
Feels big.
Feels real big.
First class.
First class. So we had to make sure that we're first class with our tuxedo T-shirts.
We had to dress the part.
We did, for sure.
I mean, you don't show up to a fancy place like this and not be dressed the part.
Yep, absolutely. And, man, what a night. What a night. This is our second year in a row to come here to War Memorial Stadium, taking on these Catholic Rockets. And, man, we got some friends next door. We can't – not on this side of us, but on the other side of us, pretty awesome guys. It's the Catholic Voice of the Catholic guys. They've been smack talking already. You know, they talked about last year. We came in here 5-5. They maybe took us for granted a little bit, and we kind of ran over them. He said this year they're not taking us for granted, and you know, I can see it. They're, both teams are down there preparing. It looks like a true.
The antics are already started.
Yeah, they have started
pictures. He's got a whiteboard. And he's able to. He's very creative. He's probably very good at Pictionary.
Yeah, we're gonna have fun with it though, because there are some good guys, and they you know, that's what they said. It's like we're homers, just like you guys are. They are. They make it fun, and it's gonna be fun to be bantering back and forth with them tonight. So it'll be a kind of set the stage. But guys, we're in War Memorial Stadium. You know, the history of this place is just absolutely astounding. And for the Bombers to have an opportunity to come and take the show on the road and to take it against a really good Catholic team, we're in for some great football tonight.
I mean, you hope this is your first trip of two. You want to get back here. This is where the championship games will be held. But an opportunity to play in a very, very big venue. does those things impact the players? Do they impact the psyche of these boys down here? You know, they played there last year, but does it have an impact on the game? And that's one of those intangibles that when you come into a place like this, that you're used to coming to Razorback games, does it play into your mental approach? Does it create a slow start or an in the moment, all moment that you're hard to get out of those out of your way?
Yeah, you know, this week I was lucky to get to go to the FedEx Forum and call a game for our Bomber basketball team and our Lady Bomber basketball team over in the FedEx Forum in the NBA arena. Okay, the size of the NBA arena is still there, but the three-point line is different. The lane lines are different. It just feels bigger. The shoot, when you look at the goals and you're looking back into a big stadium, it looks different. Well, you know what? The football field doesn't. Mm-hmm. Football field's the same. Every line's the same. The touchdown's the same. It's still 100 yards. It's still 10 yards between. And a lot of these guys were here last year, right? We're a senior-heavy team. We got a lot of seniors on the line, defensive and offensive line. Brantley was here last year. He didn't get to play in that game, but he was here, right? Barrett was here. The guys that we have that are impact players have played on this field, and I just don't see it being a major issue.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue could be, though, guys, with this being such a big stadium, if it's really empty, sometimes it can feel kind of quiet and maybe not have the energy that they are used to, like they had last week, obviously. Last week, a big game for the Bombers, though, at home. Heard an amazing story last week that, you know, as the game was close there at the end, you know, the Bombers, it was a fourth quarter victory, came down to the wire. But there at the end, apparently Yarborough was in the huddle and he told the guys, you know, guys, we've been playing football our whole life and never once have we had fireworks.
Yeah.
So we've got to win this game tonight, and they went out and they won it. And so, I mean, I think that speaks volumes to last week's environment and the stage that was set. And a quieter environment like this, I mean, it could come into play.
Now, I'm a basketball guy, obviously, but it's like that gym at 11 o'clock, the opening day of the tournament, not many people are there. Yep. You got to create your own energy, and where does that come from? That better come from the sidelines. You're right. Last week was electric at Bomber Stadium. It was so fun. It was fun in the press box, the pregame show. Our community partners made everything so awesome to be able to enjoy that. And, you know, people like Southern Construction in this pregame show, they all just stepped up and they said, you know what, let's make this a great experience. And tonight, I hope it's the same.
That's right. Southern Construction not only can sponsor our pregame, they also sponsored the first downs all season at Bomber Stadium. And we really appreciate them. Call Southern Construction today, 870-405-2359 for quick, professional, highly skilled roofing. They do replacements. They do overlays. They also have a showroom on Highway 201 North if you want to go stop in and see them. Again, Southern Construction, we could not do the pregame without them. We really appreciate them. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back here in a little bit to talk more about tonight's exciting game in the second round of the playoffs. Here, you're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
At FNBC, we're more than just a bank. We're your neighbors, and we love to see our communities thrive. We proudly support local businesses and believe in reinvesting in the places we call home by providing the small business financial products and services to create efficiencies and maximize growth. We also feel strongly about giving back and showing up to lend a hand to our area nonprofits. Choose a bank that cares about the same things you do, your community. Your community and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Welcome back to War Memorial Stadium. Locked in, the players are on the field right now, and it has been an historic season for these Mountain Home Bombers.
Yeah, Tobias, speaking of historical, I got a bunch of numbers that y'all are going to want to know, the fans at home are going to want to know tonight. 8-9 win season since 1947. The win tonight would be the fifth 10-win season since 1947. And Airy this season, has won more games than 14 previous Mountain Home Bomber coaches this season.
Just this season?
Just this season. He's won more games this season than 14 other Bomber coaches. Airy, as of last week with that win, that puts him at 30-29 overall record in 4 years. With a minimum 4 years, he ranks as the fourth all-time winningest coach in Mountain Home history. Number one was Dempsey. He was 37-7, 82% of his games from 55 to 58. Breedlove was 60% winning from 75 to 78. And then Crawford from 82 to 88 won 64% of his games. So Airy ranks in your top four coaches all time, doing great things historically as a program. And the last thing, with, I believe, 159 yards, Chenoweth will become your single-season rushing record holder at Mountain Home. He broke the touchdown record holder last week. I believe he broke, it was Paul, it was from that 85-86 era. I'll get the name later, but he broke that record. So a lot of records are getting broken this year. A lot of historical changes are happening for the Bombers. And you know what? Everybody in the state knows about it.
Absolutely. We're not a secret anymore to that. And, you know, here's the other thing that's really cool about that. You take this, last year we were here and we were talking about breaking passing records. Talking about breaking passing records, Cade Yates, Jet Hannaford, all kinds of receiving records, passing records in the air. And this year we're turning around doing it ground and pound. And I think that's just a tribute to this type of Bomber team. And, you know, I think it's just the way we change to who we are and change to what we've got. And obviously it's working for Coach Arian.
I mean, guys, we got one of the most electric running backs, I feel like, in high school football in the state of Arkansas. I think he's one of the best-kept secrets in high school football, too. And then when you got that weapon back there, you got your quarterback, Brantley back, who got to sling it a little bit last week. And then you've got Barrett back there, too. I mean, the combination of weapons and stuff that you have on offense, it can put you in a really, really good position.
And, you know, this game is an importance, too, because we are one of two teams in the 6A that have been to the second round of the playoffs for the last 5 years. It's us and Greenwood. Now, what's the difference? Well, Greenwood takes it a little further and has won several state championships in those times. Mountain Home is now looking to win that second round game and get to the next round. And kind of looking at the way things are shaping up for the 6A playoffs, you got Mountain Home tonight here at Catholic. That's the 3-2 seed. The one seed from the West, Greenwood, is hosting El Dorado. El Dorado was the 4 seed from the East. They won last week and against I believe it was Russellville that they beat. So El Dorado now is at Greenwood. That's a game we're going to keep an eye on, because here's the deal. If Greenwood wins and Mountain Home wins, we will be traveling to Greenwood next week, second time in 4 weeks, right? But if El Dorado is able to pull the upset, since El Dorado is the 4 seed, we're the 3 seed. If Mountain Home wins, we would then host a playoff game. So we would have a semifinal state playoff game at home.
Back at the house.
Back at the house with a chance to go. On the other side of the bracket, you've got Van Buren traveling to Shiloh Christian. So those are both West teams, common foes that are there. I think Shiloh's probably the favorite to win. In the game that everybody's really kind of keeping an eye on around the state, other than this one, we're the Hootens game of the week, I believe, in 6A, and 9-1 team and a 9-2 team. But Lake Hamilton goes to Benton. Benton is kind of that perennial powerhouse, that other favorite that's in the 6A, so to speak, that came from the East. Lake Hamilton with their running back in Barton and the way that they play defense. You know, what does that look like? I'm anxious to see the outcome of that. And that's really going to show how does the West stack up against the East. That's kind of what these nights are about tonight, is bragging rights.
Getting ready to find out.
For sure.
Yeah, huge fan of El Dorado tonight.
Yeah, big huge fan. Yeah, Mountain Home fans, you want to be a fan of El Dorado.
I almost wanted to, like, send them a meal this week.
Yeah,
get the players some
feed
songs.
The Wildcats. We need to do that. But, I mean, let's be honest. Greenwood's the cream of the crop. They've been there. But, guys, they're on a huge winning streak.
They are.
They're due a loss.
They're due.
They're due a loss. And I am a karma believer. And when you don't play the game the right way and don't play – when you do some things that maybe not what you need to do when you're the best team, we were talking with these guys about before, yeah, sometimes that comes back to bite you. And who's to know when that may be?
They'll come back and get you every time.
Yep.
I'm a firm believer. But it'd be interesting to see. I mean, if Eldo was able to pull it out, I mean, they got the athletes to do it.
They do have the athletes. Can they be disciplined enough? Can they be coached, schemed well enough? I don't know much about El Dorado. I know they've come on strong at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm a huge fan tonight.
I know they're a defensive end coach. He is the husband of a friend of mine, And he, I mean, he's a great coach.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very talented on the defensive end spots.
Let's hope it happens tonight.
Yeah, I don't know about the rest of the team, but I do know he's solid.
Yeah, and locally, you got Highland. They're traveling to Malvern tonight. Highland won a game last week against Ashdown. Didn't score an offensive point. They had a safety, returned a block punt for a touchdown, beat Ashdown 10-7.
But they had a running back out, right?
They had a running back out. They're getting some players back, so keep updated on those scores. I think that's a tough test in Malvern. Salem, they're hosting the Prescott Curly Wolves. In case y'all need to know that, the Prescott Curly Wolves are traveling 4 hours up to Salem, and they're going to play them tonight. So a few other local games still going on, which we encourage them. We're excited for their success as well.
Best of luck to Salem and Highland tonight. Big Go games. Cam. Yeah, everybody's on the road. Big games tonight. So yep. We're going to take another quick break, come back, break down the offensive, defensive side of the ball for you. You're listening to Bomber Sports right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Welcome back to War Memorial Stadium. We're getting ready to break down the offense and defense a little bit. The bands are starting to warm up. Brad, people starting to trickle into the stadium a little bit. I'm looking over there on the far side. We can see from our vantage point, we can see up over the top of the stadium. We can see a line of cars just backed up coming into the stadium right now as people start to file in on the far side there. Both teams are now off the field taking their final instructions as we get ready to kick off here in just under 30 minutes. Brad, really, really exciting night for football.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Both bands are here. I don't know if you mentioned that. Mountain Homes band filed in. They're down there warming up. And, yeah, just an awesome night for football. And one, I mean, this, like I said, we mentioned before, this is the Hootons game of the week. And it should be. It's a 9-2 Mountain Home team versus 9-1 Catholic Rocket team, and a team that kind of mirror each other. I know Catholic has some injuries. They have a lot of injuries, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. And so for the offensive side of the ball for the Bombers, what does that look like? Well, here's what it looks like. It looks like you got Brantley back.
Yep.
He was able to come in last week. He was able to get a few snaps, more than probably they had anticipated, under his belt there. Made some mistakes, threw a couple picks, had a fumble. But those are things you kind of were able to get back into a win. You got Chenoweth in the backfield. Right? He's going to be steady. He's going to be there. We were talking with the Catholic guys beforehand. They were talking about how they've got to stop Chenoweth. That's just what they know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Palmer should be back at wide receiver. That's there. So we should have a full stable on the offensive side of things. On the flip side of that, on the defensive side of things for Catholic, as they got some, they're down, right? You heard they were down some pretty important players, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I think they're down a very significant portion of their defensive interior. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to stop a running heavy program, which Mountain Home's proven to be this season with over 3,300 yards rushing on the season, you need those components. And that's when you get in playoffs and later in the season, like injuries, key injuries this late in the season is not what you need. That's not what you need to compete. It's hard enough to play this top tier competition, much less play it without some of your better players. So we're going to see how Catholic responds, what they're able to do and adjust based on the personnel that are going to be put on the field.
Tonight's pregame brought to you by Southern Construction, supporting Brantley Phillips. We appreciate Tasha and all the Southern Construction team, your number one most trusted local roofing. Guys, did you know that most of the roofs that they do can be completed in one day, depending on the weather? Isn't that absolutely amazing?
That's awesome.
That's right. So get over to Southern Construction today. They're a roofing company that stands behind their work. You can call them 870-405-2359.
Yeah, so we talk about a little bit in playoffs, Barkley, and he brought up a good point. When you get into the later part of the season, wow, what does it look like? Well, it's a ground and pound. It's a defensive game. You know, usually you find out these teams that throw the ball all around, it's getting colder. Their routes aren't quite there. It becomes very physical on the game side of things. And, you know, Mountain Home, they have that interior defensive line. They've got Waffle House back, who had a phenomenal game for us last week against Sheridan. It's going to be a totally different team than what we saw last week against Sheridan. Against Sheridan, Coach Kelly's really good at creating matchup problems, causing issues there. This one's going to be a more traditional style offense. You're going to see crossing routes across the middle. They're going to turn around and try to hand the ball off. Their starting quarterback is England. He was here last year as well as Noel Lewis. They're both seniors, and their tailback's Lewis. Yeah, he's a stud, and England's a stud. I remember those guys from last year, but we were able to rattle those guys a little bit and get some turnovers. Hope our defense can do the same.
Yeah, looking at your stats, yeah, coach has been here 25 seasons, man. Yep. That is a tenured coach. And that's what the press box guys next door to us was telling us. You know, Lewis, they're a stud running back. He's 72 yards shy of hitting 1,000 yards on the season, so he's looking to hit that goal this year. 1,000 yards on the season is a great season. You know, what Chenoweth's done doesn't happen often. That's a decade, two decades.
It's a superhuman.
Yeah, you don't get 1,500, 2,000-yard rushers every season. That's just not normal. Yeah. So, it's going to be a ground and pound, and it's definitely going to be a personnel issue and how the matchups work out.
So, you may be looking in. You may be wondering, what are these guys dressed up for? Hey, we are – big country guys making it to the city. We're in the capital city down here. We thought might as well dress our best. Got our tuxedos on. Make sure that we look good. They've got a spread for us. We're in the Paul Eels press box that's here. I'm telling you guys, it's just a great experience to be able to come down here and do this and hope the Mountain Home has the same experience and wins. Guys, hit us up on the text line tonight, Hopper Termite and Pest Control, locations in Mountain Home and in Fayetteville. Hopper Termite Pest Control text line, 870-321-6839. If you haven't seen what our theme is tonight, we're going to be asking you to text in. We're going to do this first. Chime in, go in and look at the social media page for KTLO Classic Hits 101.7. Pretty fun little video on there of us on our way down talking about what tonight's theme is going to be in the press box. So go check it out. Let's see if we can get somebody to hit us up on the text line. We'll see if we can come up with something for the first person that hits us up and talks about what their favorite, whatever it may be that we talked about. What do you guys think of that? You like that?
I like that plan.
Yeah, like it? Awesome. It'd be pretty awesome. So go check that out. But once again, hit us up on the text thread. We love getting feedback. We love getting comments. We're going to need it tonight, okay? We're going to need it. And here's why. At War Memorial, we are sitting about 17 miles above the field. Not really that far, but we are.
I feel like we're in the Goodyear blimp.
We're third story.
Yeah.
We're at least three stories up because we were three stories on the elevator. We are way up here. Guys, we feed off of fan interaction. We feed off of listening to you guys. We feed off of the back and forth. If you follow this very long, you see that. That's what makes it fun for us. That's what makes it interactive for you guys. So, guys, don't be shy tonight. Make sure you hit us up on the text line. We need that tonight because we're not out here with the crowd is not here with us. They're all the way on the other side. It's just it's a weird environment for us.
It is. Brad, tonight I also want to hear where you're listening from. If you're watching at a restaurant, if you're watching, you got a group of people over, tell us. Let us know, man. We'll give you a shout out. We just love to know where people are watching from. And also, we got the chat line open in the YouTube feed. You can also hit us up there. Looks like your eyes have been bleeding blue and gold all year. Where do I pick up some merch?
Yeah.
You can pick up the Pugsley Coleman t-shirts, I think, at KTLO.
You can sign for that. I mean, there's a great place all around. I mean,
you know where you can pick up some really great Mountain Home merch?
Where's that?
The locker room.
Yeah, they do a great
job. We did
a
video with them this season. Man, what a great store. You can go out there. They got all kinds of great stuff. A great place to get some Mountain Home.
Shark Creek Graphics as well helps out. They do some things. They did some towels last week and stuff. And, you know, there's all different types of places you can go pick up some Mountain Home merch. And, guys, I tell you, a lot of these guys, too, I know Locker Room, Shark Creek, both. If you have an awesome hoodie, say you got a gray hoodie you really like, or a gray shirt, you can usually take it in there, and they're like, yeah, we can embroider that. We can put your name on there. Support the Bombers. I think, Tobias, you said the 911 office, man, they watch religiously from there.
They got us up right now on the big screen.
Do they really?
Yeah, Brandy just hit us on the message. They're watching us. So
yeah, Brandy was tailgating hard across from us the other last week at the tailgate. It was pretty awesome. But, guys, we love to hear from you. Make sure you hit us up. You're listening to Southern Construction Pregame Show. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back with some on-field interviews and our keys to victory as we are about 20 minutes away from kickoff here in this 6A state second-round playoff game. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Marion County, your local Arvest team is here to help you. Whether you want to open a small business or grow an existing business, we can help. We will also be by your side as you grow your farm or expand your farm equipment. I'm Katie Ratliff, and I'm here to help you turn your dream into a reality. Stop by either branch in Marion County, 802 East Main Street in Flippin, or 105 North Panther Avenue in Yellville, to see how my team can assist you.
Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to War Memorial Stadium, round two of the playoffs. We're just 19 minutes away from kickoff. Exciting game, guys. I'm pumped. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Anytime you get to playoffs, it's super fun. You know, and guys, we talked about last week's win and what it meant for the community and what it meant for the town and what it meant for all that. You know, I'll tell you what it meant to me, and maybe I'm feeling wrong. Maybe I'm wrong in this. The Bombers had had a wildly successful year, 8-2. You just don't see that very often, right? Hosted a home playoff game. Man, if you lose that game to a 3-7 Sheridan team, you almost leave with a bad taste in your mouth, right? Now that you won that game, now you're here. Now you're like, okay, it's been a good season. This can take it to a great season. And then further, it depends on what they're – that's my feeling. I don't know about what you guys think.
Let's keep on rolling, man. I think success is coming back here and playing for a state championship. I think I said that at the start of the season. I'm always a pretty big optimist of the crew. But I think that's what success looks like. But, you know, it starts here tonight. I mean, this is a great Catholic team, bring a lot of weapons. Guys, we're going to have our hands full tonight.
So, Tobias, I'll tell you, it was pretty funny. We talked about the guys next to us. So we tried to reach out to them all week. We wanted to take them to dinner before the game. These guys are awesome. They're awesome hosts. They're great. They're Catholic alumni. They're like, we're homers, you're homers. We love the kids. We love football. We're here doing this. So, I mean, we sat out and talked with them, for 10 minutes before we came here? I was able to catch up with Keith. Keith is one of the guys next door. And I just wanted to give you a little insight about what he had to say about this game and about the Catholic and Mountain Home game.
Hey, guys. Awesome.
Hold on, I got to catch this just right. Let me add to this here.
They're great guys. We met them last year here at War Memorial, and just we instantly hit it off. They were kind of taunting us through the glass, and we were taunting them. And at the end, it really was a awesome opportunity to meet them, and that's why we tried to track them down. That's why we wanted to meet them and, you know, meet back up here. And we brought them a Bull Shoals Dam sticker.
We did.
We wanted them to have a little piece of the Ozarks to take back with them. And, man, they're just great guys. And honestly, we're going to have fun with them tonight. But it's all going to be in fun because they are a great crew.
Guys, yeah. Here we go. I was able to get Keith now. I'll see if we're good. Hey, guys. Awesome interview we have here. I'm here with Keith Caldera, 1987 Catholic alum, smack-talking genius, and voice of the Catholic Rockets and my nemesis that we're going to talk about the game tonight. What's up, Keith? How's it going, man?
Great, man. Glad to have you guys. Welcome to our house.
So last year we had an awesome kind of back and forth with you guys in a state playoff game. We meet again. What do you think about tonight's game?
We're excited to have you guys. We're ready to even the score. So we're looking forward to it.
Should be a great matchup. Both teams ranked pretty high up in the state in the standings. You guys have had a great year. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You guys come in much improved. You guys were 5-5 when you come into our house last year. And look at you now. You're 9-2. And man, you guys are you're certainly a force to be reckoned with. However, we're 9-1. We've been resting. We've been taking a nap for the last week, watching a lot of film. But don't kid yourself. We're aware of what you guys are. But you're in our house again. We know what you can do this year. You caught us by surprise last year.
That's right. We caught you off guard. I think this is going to be a great game. Hope to have some fun back and forth with you guys. Always enjoy being here.
For sure. You guys are welcome here anytime. We'd like to send you home a little early this time, though.
All right. Thanks, Keith. Good game, man. Good luck. Yeah, and they're just great guys. They respect our program, respect our coaching, and they know what they have in store for them. And it's kind of fun back and forth that we have. So get into tonight. Hit us up on the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line located in Mountain Home and in Fayetteville, 870-321-6839. And if you don't know, it's already coming out right here.
Uh-oh. They're getting in there.
They are. Tonight's theme. We had a very long discussion about this. If you didn't hear it, go to the Classic Hits 101.7 or KTLO Facebook page. It's on there. But it is, what is your favorite Little Debbie? What is your favorite Little Debbie? I'm getting all kinds.
Snack cake. I mean, we can't be brand specific.
We're not brand specific, right? So we're sitting here. We talked about it. I'm a zebra cake. Love them. Absolutely love them. We got Christmas trees that are coming out.
I'm a Christmas tree guy, which we had the debate on, you know, is a zebra creek?
No.
It's not the same.
Anyways, and then go check out Barkley found out loves oatmeal cream pies. Dude. But the peanut butter
peanut butter ones I intentionally don't buy because I would have a significant problem. But the peanut butter ones, huge fan. I'll let you see the videos. Please don't bring me any. If you're watching this broadcast, don't bring me any of them. I cannot resist them.
Bad news. And even Coach Ari's wife, Janet, she commented on not to tell Coach Ari about those either, apparently.
he's a peanut butter guy himself. So.
Hey, also hit us up on the chat line on the YouTube broadcast. We got people watching in the Pilates studio in Mountain Home. We got people watching the McDonald's. We got people watching at 30,000 feet. Tell us where you're watching from. It's awesome. Also, somebody looks like Tris is watching from St. Mary's, Ohio tonight. So tell us where you're watching from. And, of course, we already mentioned Brandy and the whole crew over at 911. We appreciate everything you all are doing tonight to keep Mountain Home safe.
I think Big Creek's having a watch party over there.
What's up, Big Creek?
So they're having one.
Yeah. Let us know what's going on there. Big Creek tonight. We'll try to keep all the action here going on. Guys, I'm super pumped. I think we come in tonight. And off the momentum of the huge win last week, it was a nail biter, and I was pretty excited. I think I might have got a little too excited. I got a little reprimanded this week, and probably rightfully so. But man,
I'm sitting by the mute button. I got you taken care of.
There you go.
Today.
Yeah, they've now given Brad a mute button for me. But hey, I tell people all the time, I can take all the bad calls in the world, but if you can't spot a football, you do not belong in a playoff game. So we hope that tonight we get some great guys here on the ground for us. Also, looking here tonight.
Keys to tonight's game. What you got?
If I'm going to break it down, I really think tonight, you know, last night, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Last week, our offense was clunky. It was not as smooth as we had been in weeks previous. And I don't know if that's because, you know, Brantley was back in the fold. They both Brantley and Barrett did a great job, but it was just, to me, was clunky. And tonight, I think you will start to see that wrinkle kind of sift back out as you probably see Brantley take an older this offense again with two incredible weapons each side, with Barrett and Chenoweth back there and an offense, guys, that we're going to have to score a lot of points tonight. That is going to be the key. We know, and we're going to need the defense to step up as they have all season. But tonight, I'm going to put it on the shoulders of the offense.
Barkley, what you got, man?
Man, I'm sitting here thinking about when I played a team a second time or when you played a team a second time and your pregame interview with the press guys next door. That's a tall ask. Like, you come in here last year, you slap them in the mouth, you hit them in the face, and then you're coming back into their house again. Look, they're no slop. They're 9-1 team. Yeah. And now they've got a bitter taste in their mouth about you. So you better have it strapped on early because you're probably going to get the best game Catholic's going to play all season. There is not going to be a free lunch handed out today.
You're right. I agree, and I think it's about ball control. I think we don't turn the game over, give it away with turnovers, and I think that we control the ball. I think we control it through the run. I think we control it with Chenoweth and what we do best. And, guys, that makes me feel good knowing that we don't have to step up and throw for 300 yards tonight. We can throw for 110 yards, the right 110 yards, and be very, very, very good. And I think that that's the key for tonight's game.
When we come back, we're going to be ready for the pregame, talk about captains and refs, but you're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
It's almost game time on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football is brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, the Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.